Kurt Masur. Hope you enjoyed that. Thank you so much for your company on this Friday. I'm Lynn Werfel.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio. This is WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. Happy holiday season! Whether you're celebrating Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, the winter solstice, or just celebrating life, we're glad you're here and celebrating it with us on WHFR Dearborn. It is our pleasure to present this beautiful classical programming just for you, and we hope that you're enjoying it. What better way to relax and unwind and enjoy the spirit of the season than with classical programming from Classical 24. If you'd like more details on this and other programming here at WHFR Radio, simply go to our website. It's whfr.fm. That's WHFR.fm. You can listen live, check out our interactive playlist, and so much more. WHFR Dearborn, we are here, we are making waves, and we wish you happy holidays.
No matter what Puccini writes, it sings, even if it's not for the human voice. Here's a minuet.
Thank you.
The Minuet, number one in A, written for orchestra. I don't think a singer ever involved with that. Puccini's music, so that's what makes that unusual. It was played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Welcome to Friday's Music. I'm Lynn Warfel, and this is the first Water Music Suite in F by Handel. It's played by Tafel Music, led by Gene Lamann.
Thank you.
The Water Music Suite Number 1 in F by Handel Tafel Music was led by Jean Lehmann. This ensemble, an orchestra choir, is from Poland, the Poznan Nightingales and Philharmonia, led by Stefan Stuligrotz. This is traditional When the Lovely Virgin Mary.
Thank you.
From Poland, the Poznan Nightingales and Poznan Philharmonia, led by Stefan Stuligrotz, "When the Lovely Virgin Mary," traditional Christmas carol. This is music by the guy they call the Divine Bohemian, Josef Myslivicek, who was very, very good friends with Leopold Mozart and, of course, with his son as well. He considered Leopold to be an intimate friend from the time they first met in 1770. But then it seems that Myslivicek apparently betrayed the trust of the Mozarts over the promise of a commission for Wolfgang to be arranged with a theater. And they kind of had a little bit of a falling out about that, which is just too bad. That's sad when that happens anytime in history. Here is Myslivicek's Cello Concerto with Wendy Warner and Camerata Chicago. We'll be right back. C major cello concerto by Josef Mislevicek. Wendy Warner was the soloist playing cello, and Camerata Chicago was led by Drosten Hall. This is an arrangement of Gustav Holst's In the Bleak Midwinter, played by the Knights, led by Eric Jacobson. Thank you. An arrangement by the Knights. They are led by one of their founders, the brothers Jacobson. That was Eric, and his brother Colin started the Knights. And that was Gustav Holst's In the Bleak Midwinter. Well, here's something I remember hearing around this time of year when I was a kid. Usually on the Ed Sullivan Show, they would feature the Vienna Boys Choir. The Vienna Boys Choir singing the traditional Austrian carol, Still, Still, Still. And Les loved that one. They always did sing that. I think it was, they just appeared. Maybe they had a special. I can't remember now, back in the 60s. Maybe you remember. This is music by Emmanuel Chabrier, his Bourré Fantasque, played on piano by Gabi Casadesus. Thank you. Gabby Casadesus, a French pianist who was married to Robert Casadesus. They were a piano duo for a long time. Her son, Jean, was also a notable pianist. And sadly, in 1972, tragically, Gabby lost both her husband and her son. Her son died in a car accident, Robert, from health issues. So she had to endure that tragedy. There she was playing Emmanuel Chabrier's Bourrée Fantasque. I'm Lynn Werfel.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio. This is WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. We thank you for tuning in and hope you're enjoying this beautiful classical programming. Speaking of beautiful programming, it is the Diamond Jubilee season of the Dearborn Symphony Orchestra, and we are very proud to partner with this wonderful group of musicians and performers to help celebrate the Diamond Jubilee season. What a season it's been, and so much more to go. Next performance is Friday, March the 4th. It's called Mozart Meets Peter and the Wolf. And if you just can't wait to celebrate with that performance on the 4th, check out the Dearborn Symphony website at dearbornsymphony.org. That's dearbornsymphony.org. You can get ticket information, but also Players in Profile is a new feature that they offer. It's a profile interview with one of the orchestra members and so much more. Check it out, dearbornsymphony.org.
This is a minuet.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.